Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, and it's your girl Queen's favorite day of the week. Yes, hunty, it is finally Friday. Y'all, I am so excited to be in here talking to you, babes, because let me just tell you, I have missed you so freaking much. But there was so much going on in the last 2 weeks that I just could not make an episode. I just needed to focus on real life. As my girl Cass would say, I needed to be out here touching grass, okay? But yeah, I just wanted to just say shout out to all of you babies who have been holding me down. You guys are absolutely freaking amazing. Shout out to the Patreon crew. Y'all are just I love you guys so freaking much. And yeah, if you're new, if you're old here, welcome to Fancy Plans and Things Radio. Hi, I'm your host Queen, and every week I come up in here with some something to talk about, okay? We love to keep it real and raw around here. We love to just really talk about being authentic. I am on an authenticity journey, okay? I really want to just make sure I'm shedding all those layers, finding out who Queen is really deep down, and just say, you know what? Whoever she is, whatever she wants to do, we are going to do that, and we are going to live life unapologetically. And that is what I have really been out here striving for. And man, oh man, it has been a journey, okay? We will check in a little bit later on the journey. I did check in a little bit. If you're part of the Patreon crew, then you know I checked in a little bit with the bonus episode for February. And yeah, so if you guys want bonus episodes, you want dedicated content, make sure you check out Patreon, because there are going to be some new things coming that way, which I'm really, really freaking excited about. And yeah, I really just want to thank my Patreon crew, because y'all be holding it down, okay? And also just to all my babies out there, I love you guys so much. You guys have been absolutely freaking amazing. And I didn't think that I would be taking, you know, a break for 2 weeks in between here. I just absolutely didn't. But a lot of things have just been going on, and I've just kind of been kind of like having to just kind of step back and unplug. And it kind of just sucks, because I just randomly unplugged, didn't mean to, didn't have a plan to do that, but it was just so much going on that was just kind of like overwhelming me. And one of the things that I had just kind of got wrapped up in was like the whole stuff with this particular person that's, you know, we're not gonna say no names, but this particular person online who just felt the need to just drag on stuff, who has just been, you know, harassing Black women behind the scenes and just doing all kinds of crazy things. If you know, you know, okay. And I just had to like step back from all of that. Like I said, you know, I had to have that spiritual funeral. I had to like let some stuff go, and I just had to move on, because look, y'all, life is really too short to be out here mad at somebody, feeling some type of way. Like, no, I'm gonna just go ahead, get over it. And I'm going to go ahead and enjoy my life, because look, while you running around harboring bad feelings, dragging this on, feeling some type of way, that person is over there getting some good shut eye, okay? They're getting some good sleep at night, okay? They are over there giving their bed and their sheets some good ass, and they over there giving their pillow some good head, honey. Meanwhile, you just up worrying about what's going on, stressed out, hair falling out. We not about to do that. You not about to make my edges thin, hunty. No, ma'am. So, you know, you just had to pull back. And then with all of that going on, I just had some real life stuff going on. I am scheduled to have this procedure done, and I'm really, really freaking nervous. Because this is, I don't feel like it's that bad, but it is something that I have to be aware of, you know, to make sure that there's nothing precancerous, because, and this is not my first time just having, you know, like a little bit of a cancer scare, saying like, okay, I do have PCOS. I do have to make sure that I'm checking for, you know, cervical cancer and stuff like that. And this time around, it's just trying to make sure that I don't have any colon cancer, and just making sure that I don't have any like precancerous cells or polyps or anything like that. And they can go ahead and remove that, and then kind of figure out what my actual issue is that I'm actually having. You know, it's really just nerve-wracking. So I've been going through that, and then I was trying to get my insurance straightened out so that way I could have like the stuff for the procedure ready. And then it has just been a mess. And then of course, you know, you're still out here trying to navigate life through COVID, basically. And it has just been crazy. So I have been unplugging a lot, and not intentionally, but it has just been like one of those things where like I can't do both. I can't focus on both. So when I do create content, I try to batch as much as I can to cover up a few days that I know that I'm not going to be online. And sometimes, you know what has happened too? I don't post nothing. I don't worry about it. I have literally just said, you know what? I'll post when I post. I'll post when I can. It is not that deep. It is not that serious. Yes, I am a content creator. Yes, I am an influencer. Yes, I am a podcaster. But sometimes you really do just have to pull back and put yourself first. I tell you guys this every week. We talk about self-care and we talk about loving ourselves and going through this journey and all of these things. And how I say every Sunday, you can't got to recharge because you can't pour from an empty cup. And the last 2 weeks, I just had like an empty cup and I needed to refill my own cup. And I didn't want to create content and just put any old thing out. I'm very proud of the things that I do and the things that I work on. And so if I'm not feeling great or I'm not feeling well, I'm not going to push content out because I want you guys to see the happy me. Do I always show the happy me? No, guys. Sometimes I tell you like today was crappy. It sucked. And the last couple of weeks have just sucked. You know, there's been some losses on my end. It's, you know, it has just really sucked. But I also know that, God doesn't make any mistakes. And I also know that I'm on my way to something big because I'm telling you, the last couple weeks have just been stressful and crazy. And I just know that there's a blessing on the other side of this. So I'm always trying to look for the good. I'm always trying to look for the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not going to tell you that there's not going to be no dark days. I'm not going to tell you that it ain't going to be hard out here because, honey, it is, honey. It is stressful. Fall, okay? But what you can do is continue to push forward. What you can do is to worry about the things that you can control. And I literally have had to say, God, grant me the serenity to know, like, give me the peace to say, okay, I can't do nothing about this. I'ma let Jesus fix it, okay? I'm gonna give it to God because it's nothing. It's nothing your girl queen can do out here for that. And so that has been a struggle too, because a person who is kind of like, I have to be in control of this and I have to be this way. And somebody who has struggled with being a perfectionist, I'm realizing that nothing will ever be perfect. That's something that's really hard because of course we all want things to look really nice and we want them to look all really pretty. But learning that things will never be really perfect, that I can strive to make them better because you can always be better. But I used to always say practice makes perfect, and practice doesn't make perfect because nothing will ever be perfect. But you will get better and better at your skill. You will get better and better at your craft. You will get better and better at whatever you're doing in life, but it will never be perfect. And we have to accept that because we're not perfect human beings. And you know, we make mistakes, and you know, that's a lot we're gonna talk about today, about making mistakes and things that are happening out here in this planner community. But yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys, I miss you guys so much. The last 2 weeks have just been like super crazy for me. That's why there's been no episode. You guys, I'm not going to worry about the procedure. I'm not going to worry about anything that's really going on. I'm just going to give it to God. I'm a firm believer that, if you're going to worry, just worry, girl, just worry. But if you're going to pray, go ahead and pray, give it to God and go on about your business. And that's exactly what I'm going to do because I know God hasn't brought me this far to just leave me. And I don't really always talk about my faith here, but you know, like it's just sometimes I have to give y'all what I'm feeling. Just being honest and real. I mean, I always want to be respectful of everybody's faith and everything that everybody believes in. And I hope you guys can give me the same grace by just listening to what I believe in. I don't want to step on any toes, but I just got to tell you, God has been good out here, okay? And that I'm really just looking forward to, you know, getting over this little bit of a hump that's in my life and just continuing. Also, while I was away, it was my mama's birthday. Then I totally forgot that Cassie's birthday is the day after my mama's birthday. So them two together, honey, them two Pisces, honey, they are something else. And then of course later in the month is my granny's birthday and I'm super excited about that. She's my only living grandparent, and so it will just be an honor and a blessing to be in her presence for her birthday and to tell her happy birthday and give her a hug. I have basically two parents left. Basically, that's what I always say, is my mom and my grandma. I do have my uncles that I love that are basically my dad's. They have always just stepped in. So I'm just trying to look at the bright side, you guys, and just feeling really blessed and just cherishing each moment. Because honestly, life is out here. It is super duper hard. And if you're just getting up and you're just barely making it, you're just Slime by the Day by the Skinny Yo Teeth, honey. It is okay. It is okay because we are all out here trying to figure out life. We're all trying to figure out the new normal. And we all just need a break from life, honestly, okay? And also, I just wanted to remind you guys that I'm going to be having some new changes coming up on my Patreon. So if you guys want to join, I'm going to be adding in some makeup stuff to kind of like do like makeup looks and maybe like teach you guys a few things, share some favorite products. I have been thinking about this for a while, and I just kind of felt like, you know what, this would be perfect to add into my Patreon. I don't really have plans to go back to YouTube, but I have been really into TikTok. I've been really into makeup more. I've been really into fashion and hair and just kind of finding my style again. Like I said, it's on that journey of authenticity and figuring out different things. And I would love to share a little bit of that over on Patreon. So if you guys are interested in that, make sure you stay tuned to around about the middle of the month. I'm going to have some changes going on. And also, you guys, I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to be changing some things here on the podcast as well. So the podcast is going to be every other week now. I am not going to do every week anymore just because I'm trying to focus where I'm making money at. And right now I am making money in other places than the podcast. And that's not a bad thing. I absolutely love being a podcaster. I absolutely love hosting and doing all these things, but I am making more money other places, and I just feel like I want to put my focus there. And I also just want to make sure that when I'm bringing you guys a show, that it is a quality show. And right now it's just a lot on my plate. I'm working on certain things. I'm trying to build a brand on certain things and just get things together in my life. And so it just makes sense to just kind of cut the podcast down where there's two shows a month instead of four, but you guys get a show every other week. The bonus episodes will still go up on Patreon, of course. And of course, if there's extra things that I want to talk about and I want to share with the community, I will be doing that. So you guys, you know, I will be hosting lives for Fancy Plans somewhere in between that time. So you guys don't even worry. Like, you will see a lot of Queen. You guys will still hear my opinions. You guys will still see me speaking up and talking about all the things. And I have noticed that I don't necessarily always talk about my planner. And so it's not like you'll be missing any planner news, okay? But yeah, for now, I'm just going to go back to every other week, how we started the show in the very beginning. It was every other week. And I'm going to see how that works. If I miss you guys, I'll come back to every week. But for now, I just need that little bit of opportunity to work on the places where I'm making, you know, the most money. And I'm also just kind of like figuring things out again, you know, just kind of reevaluating things and figuring out, okay, where should I be? What is my place? What is my purpose? So yeah, I'm just giving you guys a heads up that soon we will be going to every other week instead of every week. And I'm probably going to be so sad and miss you guys, but I just need to figure some things out. And I want to add in added content in other places. And I feel like this will be the best way to do it. So, yeah, I hope you guys totally understand. Make sure you check out the Patreon because the updates are coming very, very soon. I'll have a lot of updates over there and stuff like that. And you guys will see a lot of new content coming your way because I'm very excited about the things that I have planned out. So that is all the news and the updates that I have for you guys. So let's get into it, Henty. Okay, let's get into it. So Go Wild was woo, okay, they was out there wilding, okay, they was out there having a poor time, okay. It almost made me a little bit jealous because I was like, well, damn, I want to party with my friends, okay. But yeah, I am so proud of all the women that were on stage this year, especially the Black women. It was just absolutely freaking amazing to just see Black women and just give out here giving the Black girl magic, okay. It was absolutely wonderful to see that. It was absolutely wonderful to see that we had a presence at Go Wild. And I just absolutely freaking love that. I also just really enjoyed watching everybody's stories and just like seeing everybody like take pictures with each other and have fun and laugh and joke and just like y'all out there at the playing Jamma just having a good old time. Okay, Bess. Okay, y'all already know how I feel about Bess because I mean, I'm a little bit biased because I do PR for her. And y'all know that I always talk about how her Black paper is literally crack, okay? She's selling paper crack to us because I don't know what kind of magical things that she puts inside of that Black paper, but it is just absolutely chef's kiss, okay? So to see, you know, Bess on stage and to see, like, you know, her just sharing her love of dancing and talking about her shop and all these different things, it just was really nice. And I just loved seeing every moment of those clips of you guys just hanging out and you guys going to Disney together, you guys going out to dinner. And I was just like, I'm so sad I'm not there. Oh my gosh. Also, my girl Cafecito, you guys know I also at PR for Linda over at Cafecito Designs. And look, let me tell you, Linda was just like so excited when she found out she had a table to like decorate. She was so excited, and we talked about it in the little PR group. And y'all, I was just so juiced for her. But to see her table like come together, and she had like the pan dulce and the conchas, like she had it already on the table looking all cute for you guys. And so she took a picture with Dominique, one of the PR squad girls, and we all had FOMO. We was like, that ain't fair. So one of the girls like basically photoshopped us all into the photo, which was hilarious. And I was like, yes, Hensi, spending time with my Cafecito team, okay. Yeah. I thought that was really cute. It just made it so much fun to just kind of feel like we were a part of being there at Go Wild with you guys. I don't know about anybody else. I know a lot of people had tickets where they just like stayed home and were able to like watch everything that was like going down and that was happening at Go Wild basically in real time. We were like basically getting, you know, bits and pieces of what was going on through people's stories, and a few people went live and stuff like that. And y'all, I was really happy to see that everybody was having such a great time and having so much fun. It just looked like a freaking blast. And I low key, a couple of me and my babes, we were chatting like, we having FOMO. Okay, we're gonna have to go to Go Wild 2023. Depending on where it is, I'm gonna just say that. Depending on where it is, it will be if I'm gonna go or not. I'm really hoping that they go ahead and have one in Florida. Hunty, come on. Orlando, Florida, hello, come on. There's a Disney World here, so we can still go to Disney World. Okay, we can still see the mouse, we can plant all of that good stuff. Okay, yeah, I'm just really excited to see where it's going to be for 2023, but I was just absolutely blown away at the Black Girl Magic this year. It was absolutely beautiful to see a representation of who we are in this community and have such a diverse like panel and board of people that are sitting there. So I don't know. It just blew me away. I thought that was absolutely amazing. And it opens up the door for more opportunities for us in this community to say, hey, let's start involving these Black women in these events and things that are happening out here in the planner community. I think this is the first year where I've really noticed that there were like truly, truly a diverse of everything. Like it was truly diverse. It was very inclusive, and I absolutely loved it. I loved every moment of seeing people just having a good time and looking at these amazing Black women sitting on stage. I can't even put it into words. It just meant a lot because it just, and then to see like this well-planned life there and her daughter got to see like, look at what mommy's doing online. She sees her mom every day doing this stuff, and she sees her mom going to work and all these things. But I bet you guaranteed she was like, wow, my mom is sitting on this stage. My mom is doing this, and I'm getting to watch her do this. And I know that impacted her and made such a difference to her. Especially like, you know, being a Black kid, you don't always get to see yourself represented somewhere. So to see all these amazing Black women representing us planner babes out here in this community, especially the women of color, I was here for it. I absolutely freaking loved it. Okay. And so, yeah, y'all know I had to put out the good part first before we get into it, because y'all already know we're going to talk about it. Okay. So Go Wild was going really, really good, right? Everybody's having a good old time. They were taking a little drink. Okay. Having a little fun with their friends. And then in comes the fat shaming, okay? So, you know, I was again, I was unplugging, so I caught the tail end of what was happening, and then I had to go back and like research and catch up and figure out what happened, because my DMs were overflowing. People were calling my phone. It was like, Queen, girl, did you see what happened? Girl, Queen, did you see what was said? Girl, let me see this post over here, and girl, let me see this deep chat. It was a mess. Okay, so I finally had to sort through everything, go through all my DMs, figure out what was going on. And when I figured out what was going on, when I tell you that I was like befuddled, flabbergasted, shocked, honey, I don't know, all the words that you could say, surprised. Okay, I was just literally like, what in the world? What in the audacity? No. Okay. So first of all, we're just really going to talk about this. It is never okay to talk about anybody's body, but I definitely feel like it's never okay to talk about women's bodies, because women go through so many things. And I personally took what was said. I was very offended with what was said. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to go into everything that was said, because if you know, you know. If you don't, then, you know, you'll just have to do your own research. There's no point in going back and saying it and re-triggering people. But I will say this. Like I said, it's never okay to talk about women's bodies. Women go through so much. There's hormones conditions, there's thyroid problems, there's like PCOS, which I have. I am not chunky because I want to be chunky. I am not chunky because I'm just sitting down eating all day, just shoveling it in, as most people think that fat people are doing, just shoving food in their face all day. I'm not. The amount of times that James is in here yelling at me about not eating is ridiculous. I am honestly, a lot of my weight is because of PCOS and just because I'm insulin resistant. And after being insulin resistant for so long, my body, I am a diabetic. So I'm a diabetic. I have a thyroid condition and I have PCOS. And when I tell you that it has been one of the craziest struggles of my life to go through, I'm now 36. I still don't have any children. My hair has fallen out multiple times due to thyroid condition. I used to wash my hair, and when I would put my hands in my hair and like bring my hair down from, like, you know, you like shampooing, bring my hands would be covered in my hair. Women, we go through a lot. But what I couldn't understand about this whole situation of, like, I felt like it was definitely a malicious attack, because, again, it was kind of strategic. Like, you didn't go to your planner page. You went to the weight loss page to post this, right? So, therefore, you knew, like, okay, well, ain't nobody gonna see it if I post it over here. So, then you post it over there. But what was like mind-blowing to me was, this was a person who is still plus size. This was a person who was a lot bigger at one point and who had weight loss surgery to help her lose the weight so she could start maintaining and living a healthier lifestyle. And there's nothing wrong with that. Do what you got to do to take care of you, boo. If that was the best move for you, then that was the best move for you. And we're all out here supporting you and cheering you on for that. But what is never okay is for you to speak up about other people's bodies. And I honestly just, at first, I was really, really mad. I was really upset, like, at how this could go down. But as I looked at this person and as I listen to what she was saying, and as I really looked at her, I didn't watch just those stories. Okay, I went back and I watched a few more of her stories, and as I was watching these stories, I realized that this person is a hurt person. And again, hurt people hurt people, right? This person also looks very, very sad. She looks so sad, and I was just looking at her eyes, and she's talking and she's smiling, but her eyes ain't doing the same. She looks really sad. And I honestly think what has happened, and this is just a theory, this is not like what truly has happened, but the reason why I'm saying this is because it not only happened to myself, but it also happened to a friend of mine. So, and well, yeah, an associate of mine and this girl, they literally have the same thing. They were plus size, they were plus size women, and they decided, you know what, I'm gonna have this weight loss surgery. And they went in and had the weight loss surgery, and then they started losing the weight. And then, of course, they still couldn't figure out, like, man, I'm losing the weight, I'm starting to look real good, you know, like they're looking the way that they want to look, right? But they couldn't pinpoint why they feel the way they feel. And I'm gonna tell you why. here's my story. When I was about 17, my mom made me go live with my grandma for like a year. I didn't come back home until I was like 18. And in that year, I lost a ton of weight. Okay, I lost a ton of weight. I went from like being in high school with all these kids to being homeschooled. And these kids, let me tell you, these kids in high school were just relentless. Oh my God, you're so fat, blah, 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 blah. And I was. If I had known back then that I had PCOS, I probably could have managed my symptoms a little bit better, or, you know, worked out more. I didn't know what was up. But I went to live with my grandma, and there I was a lot more active because I had a ton of cousins. Okay, all my cousins live in Virginia, so we were outside playing all the time. We were like, I was still chunky, but I lost a lot of weight. And I come back home after losing all this weight, and I go and get a job. And my first job was at a bookstore. And I'm working at this bookstore, you guys, and I'm just having the time of my life. And my manager, I will never forget, his name was Josh. And him and this other guy that I used to work with named Ray, they would think it was funny to take bets on how many guys would come in the store and ask me for my number. They thought it was hilarious. And I thought, I couldn't like wrap my mind around like why all of a sudden these people wanted my phone number, because it would be guys that I went to school with who were just like, just a year ago, you were literally out here trying to drag me, you know, fat shaming me to death, talking about how fat I was and you don't date fat girls and blah, 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 blah. And now you're over here trying to talk to me, and I couldn't figure it out. And you know what it was? They felt like my size changed me. So if I'm plus size, no, but if I'm more on the smaller side, ooh, hey girl, how you doing? And you know what I was baffled was? Because I'm the same person. So you understand what I'm saying? Whether you big, small, short, tall, whatever it is, whatever you do to yourself, whether you lose weight, you gain weight, you are still the same person. I was still the same queen. So that's why my mind couldn't understand, like, why are you wanting me now? Why? And then I was like, oh my God, it's because I lost the weight. But I'm still the same person, whether I'm 250 pounds or 150 pounds. I am literally still the same person. And if you don't love who you are, if you don't accept who you are as the 250 pound person, you're still not going to accept yourself as the 150 pound person. Because you haven't learned to love yourself. And if you can't love who you are, you can't love anybody else. And that is what I saw. I saw that this person was struggling mentally. Mentally, she sees the changes. Mentally, she knows her body has went through the changes. But when she looks in the mirror, that's not what she sees. She doesn't see the changes. She doesn't realize that she's still the same person. And she hasn't fully done the work of actually loving herself. And this is why I talk about you guys going out and taking self-love journeys and taking time to validate yourself. These things keep coming back, y'all. They keep coming back. And I keep telling you why. Because you're not putting in the work for yourself. I said all that to say is that, yes, she made a mistake. And guess what? She's human. Humans make mistakes. She made a mistake. She's hurt. And through all of that, we can be mad at what she said. We can be mad at what she did. But what we cannot do is allow things to go the way they have been going. She's not, none of what she said was worth her being threatened. None of what she said was worth her being bullied. None of what she said is okay for the racial slurs. And here's the thing for me. I saw a lot of people coming for the fat shaming. Oh my God, you're fat shaming. How could you? Blah, 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 blah. But where was that same energy when old girl decided to pull up in her DMs and use the N-word? And I have a lot to say about this, because let me say this. No matter what someone does, it is never okay for you to pull out your bag of tricks, racial slurs. It is never okay. It is not okay today. It ain't okay tomorrow. And it ain't gonna be okay next week either. When I tell you that I was absolutely disgusted by this person, and then let me tell you this, this is what really made it even worse for me. When this person started getting attacked about saying the N-word, their excuse about it was, And let me not say attack, because that's the first thing people are going to say. Black women are being angry and they're attacking. That's not what it is. Let me just say, when this person was called out about saying it, she goes, I didn't call her the N-word. I asked her how would she like to be called the N-word. Whether you called her one or whether you asked her would she like to be called one, you still said it. And it is not okay. And I'm sorry, but those words, that particular word in particular, triggers so many emotions for so many people because of the weight that word holds. Because we know the true meaning of that word. So in all of this, a Black woman decides to fat shame someone, and you think that it's okay for you to use a racial slur. We are literally comparing two different things. They are not even in the same category, sis. Like, it does not make sense to me. So then after this, right, this is something that I need people to think about. Because for all the people that were agreeing with the girl for saying I didn't say the N-word, here's what I need you to think about. I need y'all to think about that. She was able to say the N-word in her stories, but when she went into this particular lady's inbox, she typed out the word with her whole chest. And for anybody who's able to type out that whole word, especially with a hard R, that means you use it regularly. That means you're comfortable with using this word. That means that even though you're typing it with your fingertips, it comes across your lips regularly. Okay? And what I didn't appreciate was for people to act like this girl was not in the wrong. For everybody to be speaking up for the fat shaming, but all of a sudden disappear for the racial slurs and the racial issues that were going on at that time, and people yelling at each other back and forth, because I'm looking at DMs, I'm looking at screenshots and stuff, and nobody speaking up. Nobody has an issue with this girl being called the N-word. And this is not the first time that this type of stuff has happened. Black women go through this stuff regularly in the planner community. But one of the things that I really piss me off is that we are not going to sit here and start picking and choosing what we're going to speak up about. Because if you're speaking up about one, you should be speaking up about the other. And damn sure, even if you pass by the fat shaming, you damn sure should be speaking up about the racial slurs and the racial issues. Because this is not for you to wait for a Black woman to make a mistake. Because at some point, we are going to make a mistake. We are human. We all are human. Okay? But just like you guys want grace for the BS that y'all do on a regular, shouldn't y'all have given the Black woman grace? Because yeah, she made me mad, but at the same time, she's still a human and she didn't deserve to be called that. She didn't deserve to open up her DMs to see that. She didn't deserve for her husband to be threatening people bringing her kids into it. No, ma'am. Unacceptable. Some of y'all really have got to do better out here, because the things that y'all are pulling are not okay. It is not okay for you to decide that this is the moment that you've been holding in the N-word, that you like, yeah, this is my opportunity. I'm finna go over here and let her know how I feel about it and start calling somebody a racial slur. And let me tell you, then to turn around and play victim. And then say that she's being bullied and harassed and she's not going to stand for it. And that her page is a safe space. But is it though? Sis? Because you out here using racial slurs. So who is your page a safe space for? White supremacists? Because that's what is giving, okay? You are letting your white fragility, your white privilege, all of your racist friends, y'all all was getting together and it was all hanging out. We saw you for who you were. Because I have white friends or white presenting friends, and we've both made mistakes, and not one time have they ever come out their mouth, and baby, it would be a whole different story if they did, but not one time have they come out their mouth and called me a racial slur. This is something that you do on the regular. This is something that you are comfortable with. And I'm telling you now, we see you. And for those of you who are not speaking up when it comes to racial issues, don't think we don't see you. Don't think we don't see you tap dancing and being performative, because we do. Because here's the thing that I'm getting really tired of. I'm getting really tired of opening up my DMs and seeing a bunch of messages that are saying, I stand with you, queen, and I support you, and I'm here to listen. But yet you're not posting that in your stories. Yet you're not posting that on your feed. Yet you're not speaking up when you need to speak up. You're still out here letting Black women and women of color bear the cross for this community. We are always speaking up. We are always standing up for each other. And quite frankly, I'm exhausted. I am tired of having to educate other people. And I'm tired of people supporting me behind closed doors. If you support me, speak up, stand up. When you see something, say something. If you're saying you're an ally, be an ally. Stop texting folks and messaging folks, oh, I support you, behind closed doors, because that does absolutely nothing for me. You ever heard the saying, put your money where your mouth is, honey? Well, put your actions to work, because action speaks louder than words. And I'm telling you now, silence is compliance. That's literally what y'all are doing. Y'all are being quiet and y'all continuing to let the women of color and the Black women in this community continue to carry this torch over and over again. And if you notice, it's always the same women speaking up over and over and over and over again. It is absolutely exhausting. And we have got to stop picking and choosing what we're willing to talk about and what we're not willing to talk about. It is absolutely freaking disgusting how some of these people have been following this girl after she used that word. How some people that I have noticed who are still following this girl and still supporting her, even after knowing what she did. And then a lot of the excuses has been, well, I wasn't online, but you was online posting Disney photos. Well, I didn't see that. Oh, you didn't? Because I seen you like two or three other people photos. So you had to be online. You had to see something of what was going on. Come on, y'all. We have got to do better. We have got to start truly standing up. We have got to start truly speaking up, because this stuff right here ain't it. It's not it, y'all. It's just not it. Just like the fat shaming or bullying is not okay, racial slurs are never okay. And it's just kind of heartbreaking and sad that people are even going this far over fat shaming. Is it okay to be angry? Is it okay to speak your mind? Is it okay to say that you're upset? Yes, it is. But it is never okay to take this moment to say, this is the moment that I've been waiting to say this, and this is the moment that I'm going to say this. Because fat shaming and racial slurs are not even in the same category. Is the most derogatory word that you can use for somebody. And the most egregious behavior that I've ever freaking seen. Like, that is absolutely freaking disgusting. Like, I honestly just can't wrap my mind around the fact that even just happened. And even worse is that you're doing this on an open platform where you take pictures of with your job badge on. That makes it worse, sis. Like, you out here with your job badge on and out here using the N-word just very, very freely, and then using excuses and talking about you're being harassed and bullied and that you want to delete your page and how your page is a safe space for other people. But who is it safe for? Because I'm asking you again, who is it safe for? Because it seems like it's just safe for your white supremacy friends, because that's what it's giving me. It's screaming white power to me. That's what it's screaming. That's what it's giving me. None of what happened this weekend with that particular issue was not given what it was supposed to give, because what was supposed to be a very happy vacation, a happy time, a lot of people now were starting to feel weird or awkward. And look, the thing about the thing that she said, especially about the fat shaming, you guys, the thing about it is that, have we all not been living in a pandemic for the last 2 years? Have we all not been just trying to figure out our new normals? This is the first time a lot of people were just going out and just having a good time and wanted to just be with their friends and just feel okay and not have to worry about how they look. And for people to be pointing that out, just disgusting. But on top of that, then for other people to turn around and then just start hurling back racial slurs and people think that it's okay for that. And y'all, this is the other thing I have to talk about. I need to talk about the Happy Planner right quick. Y'all know, like... this is one of the first times that they have ever moved quickly to do anything or to resolve an issue. But in the same time that they're doing this, it just really bothers me that there's other things that are going on behind the scenes that they're not bringing to light, they're not working on, not trying to do. And they have been called out many times, many, many times over issues, and they just seem to not have gotten together. But they wrote out this whole message, and it says, "To the planner community, we have been made aware of actions of a squad member that do not reflect our values. We have removed the squad member effective immediately." Okay. And in my head, I was like, dang, girl, you went out here to go get, you know, to go have fun or make connections or whatever. And you done just got removed from your little job. Like, they just done removed you quickly, honey. ASAP, just gone. Right. And then at the end of this message, they were like, they stand for inclusion and expect for their squad members to uphold this value as well, right? And in my head, I was like, when y'all started being inclusive? When did y'all really start being inclusive? So y'all are inclusive, but not really have any intentions to be diverse. That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, like, y'all still got some work to do, because clearly we talked about this, which I wasn't really surprised by Happy Planner's actions, because again, like, they have constantly let us down over and over again. I'm not really surprised by anything that they do, especially like just a few short weeks ago, they was out here celebrating Black History Month on the 19th. Basically the last week of the month, then they decide, oh, well, let's celebrate the Black folks. Yeah, that's not how that works. And so even with this situation, I just felt some type of way, because I'm like, y'all out here talking about y'all all about inclusion and blah, 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 blah. But inclusion for who? Y'all still ain't been, y'all haven't been inclusive or diverse in such a very long time. And what is inclusive and diverse is very is giving very performative, you know, to me, is you're performing. Okay, you're tap dancing on the stage to appease us, and I see right through the BS. And while it's great that they absolutely did remove her because, you know, they want to make sure that people are feeling comfortable, there's other things and other issues, like I said, that are going on behind the scenes that they haven't taken care of. There's other things and other issues that we have been bringing to their attention, how they ignore Black women when Black women are pointing things out, and then they wanted a round of applause and a pat on the back for this particular message and that they removed this girl, but yet they didn't even acknowledge the Black woman who brought it to their attention. It is, again, the erasure of Black women over and over and over again. Ugh. It is just giving me ick vibes. And every time I think they could do a little bit better, I say, oh, okay, they trying a little bit. They just come back and throw it away. And it's clear to me that they don't have anybody on their team. They don't have a real inclusion and diversity team to tell them, like, hey, this is what we need to be doing. Like, y'all ain't did no real training. And half of y'all are still out here talking about, give me grace, and I'm working, and I'm still looking and learning, and I'm searching how to be a better ally, blah, 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 blah. You've been looking and learning for the last 2 years, sis. Kindergartners learn faster than this. There's no more looking and learning. At this time, you need to start putting things into action. We have been called to action. We have been called to do better. I'm sorry. We cannot keep accepting that you're still looking and learning. And if you want grace, then extend that same grace to the Black woman who made a mistake. Because I felt like a lot of y'all were just waiting for some Black woman to make a mistake, and then y'all could just turn around and see, look, they over there doing fat shaming and da-da-da-da-da. No! No, sis. It's not the same. And nobody said that any of the Black women in this community who are speaking up are perfect. But do we strive our best to stand up and speak up and call things out when we see them? Absolutely. And have we been called bullies? Have we been called angry and aggressive for standing up and speaking our mind? For supporting other Black women and women of color in this community? Like I said, I will never stop standing up for Black Indigenous people of color. I will never stop speaking up for them. I will never stop calling out the things that I see wrong. Because at the end of the day, I'm a Black woman, and I'm going to always be a Black woman. And again, like I said, for this woman to use these racial slurs against this woman and then try to make sure that they're same and the equal, they are not the same. We can lose weight. I can't stop being Black. I keep trying to tell y'all, I can't take the Black off and hang it up on the coat rack like it's a jacket. I can't wake up in the morning and say, I don't want to be Black today. They don't fit in the same boat, sis. That's not the same category at all. We have got to literally just, some of y'all, look, this is where my rule comes in at again. Think twice, speak once, because some of y'all ain't thinking twice. Some of y'all barely thinking at this point. Y'all barely thinking and just speaking words and just saying stuff. Just whatever comes to your lips, you let it come out. We have got to do better in this community. And the more I call for y'all to do better, the more I talk to y'all, it just seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse. But this is one of the most egregious things that I've ever seen throughout this community, where a woman, a Black woman, makes a mistake. And instead of, like, of course, we're calling out the fat shame, and of course, we're calling her out and making her aware of her mistake and that she was wrong, right? But to take it to the level that some people have taken it to, and to see people running around talking about the fat shaming, but are literally silent. I mean, you could hear a pin drop out here in this community when it came to, like, the racial slur issues and the excuses, the victimization of yourself, you using your white tears, all of those things against Black women. Those are weapons. Those are threats in my book. We got to do better. We have just absolutely got to do better. We've got to do better. And it's just really sad and heartbreaking, because it just seems like every couple of months we're going through the same cycle again. Nothing is changing, and people are not. People, the same people who are saying that they're looking, listening, and learning, when the next issue arrives, they're still listening, looking, and learning. Like, so when you going to get off that mode of listening, looking, and learning, okay? It's just sad to me. It honestly is just sad. But again, like I said, my heart does go out to her, because I do know that she is a hurt person. I can see the hurt written all over her, and she's trying to figure out who she is as a person. And that is not an easy journey. And you went from one weight to another weight, and you thought that the weight loss was going to fix everything. And it is a journey. It is a process. And the first thing that I can tell her, the first piece of advice I can tell her, is to take a moment to step back and try to really work on loving herself. Try to really work on loving the person who she is. Because you lashing out and hurting other people is not okay. You getting frustrated with your own issues and taking it out on other people are not okay. And I felt like she didn't really go to the conference to make connections, to make friends. And see, this is the thing. When you're going to these types of places, it can be nerve-wracking. It's probably best to go with a friend. But if you don't go with a friend, you can absolutely go alone. But be open to making friendships. Be open to make connections. And I think that she felt like people were only wanting to connect with her, only wanted to be her friend because they felt bad for her or out of pity. But I feel like that's what she felt for herself. So she was projecting that onto other people. We have got to learn how to have an open mind, but I understand where she's coming from. I did understand that she just looked hurt. When I just really looked at it, that's why I was like, I was upset. I did feel some type of way, because I was like, girl, you lost some weight, but you still plus size. What are you talking about? Like, you're still categorized as a plus size person. So it's just, you know, like, I get it. And again, I get that hurt people and that she's lashing out. She's lashing out at other people and she's lashing out at the world because she's upset with what's going on around her and what's going on inside of her and her mental. And this is why I tell people, like, y'all, get outside, disconnect, unplug. I'm really struggling. I've just started learning how to unplug last month. And I talked about this in my bonus episode, that it has been so crazy to me and so frustrating because I don't get the word unplug. Like, I'm liking to be on my phone. I love to create content. I love to post new things and new reels and TikToks and all that stuff. And so I have found that the more that I'm getting into creating content and really working on my brand, that I have to take some time to unplug, because that's the only way that I'm going to be able to be my true authentic self and bring you guys the content that I would enjoy and love. Is that I have to take a break for me. I have to take a moment to recharge. And as much as I'm out here handing out the advice to you guys every week, I have to take it myself. I can't keep giving you guys advice and keep pouring into you guys without pouring into myself. And so that is something that people need to do. Pour into yourself more. Take a step back. Unrewind. Unwind, unplug, recharge, focus on you. Take time to crack that journal open and don't just journal about mundane things. Really dig deep when you're journaling. Journal out your feelings. Journal the things that you're thinking about. the one thing that I have loved about journaling, and I've recently got back into my journal because I hadn't been in it for a long time. I created a rage page. Cass had this journal that she showed me that her mom had gotten her that was like, I don't know, I think it said F this, whatever, right? And inside the journal, it had a rage page. And I thought, oh my God, how cool is that? And so I made a rage page in my journal. And I wrote out all the things that was just driving me crazy that week. And it felt so good. It was like a nice release to just write out and scribble all over the paper the things that were pissing me off and making me mad. And sometimes we just need to do that. Sometimes we need to rage it out, but in a healthy way. And my journal is a healthy way for me to rage it out, for me to talk about the things that are going on and that are really bothering me, and digging deep and figuring out how I can fix those issues and how I can let the things that I'm holding on to that are not good for me go. We've got to figure it out. Some people, you guys got to figure it out. You got to take care of your mental health. You've got to check in with that, because your mental health is not everybody else's job to work on and fix for you. You have to fix that stuff yourself. And also, I want to talk about this too, because I have noticed a lot of this going around where people are still using their mental health as weapons for other people. You cannot continue to use your mental health as a weapon against other people, saying, oh, I acted this way because my mental health was bad. No, stop being a shitty person. Your mental health has nothing to do with you being a shitty person. Okay. And we have to stop putting those things on that. And we have to start checking in with ourselves. We have to start taking accountability, and we have to start taking accountability of ourselves and our actions and saying, this is where I went wrong. This is what I did. And here's where I can do to fix it the next time. But do not continue to put your shitty behavior on to someone else because of your mental health. That is not okay. That is not okay. Because your mental health is not an excuse for shitty behavior. It is just absolutely not. Ugh, y'all, we have got to do better. Just do better. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this show up because, hunty, I'm telling y'all, I have been so frustrated the last 2 weeks, just looking at some of the stuff that's happening in the planner community. But when I tell you that last weekend, when all of that went down, I was looking at people side-eyed like, oh, so you was jumping up speaking about the fat shame, and now you done went ghost about the racial slurs. And I'm telling you, that type of stuff speaks volumes to me. That type of stuff is what is making me say, stop jumping in my inbox telling me that you love me and that you support me. Because if you really loved Queen, if you really supported Queen, you would be out here helping me do the work. You would be out here standing right next to me, helping me bridge a gap to make this planner community and any other community out here better for the next people that are coming along. Stop it, y'all. Y'all got to take time to self-reflect. Take time to really look at who you are. Take time to start realizing what your values are and your morals are. Because some of y'all moral compass is jacked up. And I'm starting to say, you know, I really started to say, I don't care about what planner you use, all this stuff. But in a way, I do kind of feel some type of way. Because now I'm starting to think, as much as HP starts to talk about their values and the things that they don't believe in, which leaves me completely side-eyed, in a way, I have to question, is the reason why you're so drawn to this company, because y'all know I love to talk about it, birds of a feather flock together, is it the reason why y'all are so drawn to this company is because your morals and values are just as corrupted as they are? It's inquiring minds want to know, honey. I just got questions, because at this point, I'm starting to feel some type of way. You know, I know that the issue is a lot deeper than just a planner, right? I totally know that. I know the issues that are out here are a lot deeper than a planner and sticker book and all of that stuff. But man, some of you guys who just are gung-ho about this company and going crazy and just defending them to the end, like they can do no wrong, I'm starting to question your morals. I'm starting to wonder, is that why y'all flocking together? Because, you know, birds of a feather. Y'all, I'm going to go ahead and just get off my soapbox because, you know, I've been on it for a minute. But I really just had to get this stuff off my chest. I just said all this stuff to say, I really want to just say to babes out there who were triggered, who felt some type of way about what was said, especially about the fat shaming, that, you know, your weight does not define you. Okay, that's the first thing that we need to know, that our weight doesn't define us, and that we have been living in a pandemic for the last couple of years. We have been trying to figure out a new normal. And if you've gained some weight, or if you have lost some weight, or whatever the case may be, It doesn't really matter. I think the life lessons that we should have learned in the last couple of years is that, look, life is not promised. Okay. In the blink of an eye, people were gone. Okay. People were dying all over the world. And we're sick, and we were living in super scary times. And though things are getting a little bit better, there are still things that are going on that are super scary. You know, like my heart is with the people in Ukraine and the things that are happening in Russia and all these different things. Like we are really, you know, we're just trying to live our new normal, and we're just trying to figure things out. And we are more than our weight. We are more than just our looks. And a lot of times, it's really not about what's on the outside. It's really about what's on the inside. So if you don't take nothing else away from this podcast episode today, just know that you are enough. And you showing up every day is enough. That's it. Point blank, period. We're not going to talk about people's bodies. We're not going to shame them because we don't know why people are the way they are. We don't know if they have medical issues. We don't know if they're going through something. We don't know if they have eating disorders. And so we are going to learn how to give people grace. Know that my door is open. Know that there is a safe space here. Know that I love you, babes, so much out there. And yeah, let's be kinder. Let's be nicer to each other. Let's start speaking up. Let's start standing up, and let's stop making excuses for our actions. At this point, we just really need to start putting our actions into words and standing up and speaking up and talking about these real issues and things that are happening. So yeah, let's just start to do better, y'all. Let's just do better. Let's be better than we were before. It's time to stop looking, learning, and listening, and it's time to start doing. So yeah, I just want to say I love you, babes out there, that your weight doesn't define you, and you showing up every day is absolutely enough. Point blank, period. You getting up out of bed and showing up every day as who you are, as your true authentic self, is absolutely enough out here. And if it's enough for me, it should be enough for everybody else, and it should be definitely enough for you. So I hope you guys have an amazing Friday, because honey, I am so happy that it's the weekend. Yes, I am so happy that it is the freaking weekend. Okay, I am so ready for the weekend. I'm ready to just unwind, relax, and while I'm lying, ain't gonna be no relaxing. Okay, this weekend is filled with work stuff because of next week. I do have that procedure next week. I will go ahead and let you guys know that there will not be a podcast episode next week on the 18th, but we will have a new episode the following week. I'm really excited about it. Also, we're going to have a bonus episode coming up the week after that. So, you know, like the bonus episode is, of course, Patreon exclusive, but I'm just really excited about the content that I'm going to be able to bring to you guys. Also, like I said, if you are a patron, make sure you stay tuned. There will be some video content popping up here and there very soon, and I'm really excited about that. So, yeah, I thank you guys so much for all the love, the support. You guys have just absolutely been amazing. And yeah, I thank you guys for coming and listening to Queen Fancy Plans talk about all the things. And yeah, I just really love you guys. And I just want to say thank you for the support, because you guys have truly shown up and supported me and have just been amazing. Especially in times when I just felt like, you know, I'm just out here alone, swimming by myself. The girls in this community have just come together and supported me and showed me love. And you guys are just so freaking dope. Okay. The girls. Okay. Out here. So I love y'all so much. And yeah, with that being said, remember that Sunday is self-care Sunday, honey. And you already know what we do for self-care Sunday. We're going to unplug. We're going to unwind. Okay. We're going to let down our hair. We're going to pour that glass of wine. We're going to draw that bubble bath. And we are going to take time for ourselves, because what? You cannot pour from an empty cup. So make sure you recharge, take care of you. And until next time, babies, stay fancy.